It's very clear that Illinois is moving down a path where the legalization of cannabis is likely to occur sooner than later. I think lawmakers have all taken some of the, you know, taken the opportunity to learn about this issue, to understand the complexities of it. And, you know, as we embark towards 2018, you know, I think it's important for us to firm up where we stand on this issue. I'm willing to support the legalization of cannabis for adult use, provided that appropriate safeguards are in place. And I think that as the public, you know, wrestles with this issue, it's important that we have an actual public dialogue on what those appropriate safeguards are, what they look like, what the expectations of the public may be.
Well, let's talk about some of the facets of the public discourse. Some people view it as a moral issue. Do you?
I don't believe it's a moral issue. I think it's a controversial issue, you know, much like alcohol and tobacco and other items that are in the public sphere but are regulated. This is one of those. The question is, how do you regulate it appropriately? The answer as of today is you make it completely illegal, but clearly that policy position hasn't been working. People are using marijuana. It's not a deterrent to its use. People are using marijuana. There's an incredible black market that's been formed as a result of marijuana use and trade. I think there's an opportunity here for the government to tax and regulate and to stop enabling, you know, whether it's the drug cartels or others who today are receiving significant windfalls because of the fact that the government's made this illegal.
Within the context of public health issues, then, there are varying views all the way from U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who views it as a serious addiction problem in the nation, to those in Colorado or what have you, who see very little to distinguish it from alcohol, just something that needs to be handled carefully as adults handle substances carefully. Where do you fall on that spectrum?
Well, I think there's a balance here, and the balance comes through what those regulations look like. I think for the government to lump marijuana use with some of the other drugs that are causing real societal issues, you know, we've had a lot of attention placed recently on the opioid epidemic that's really plagued our country. As we look to balance our state and federal budgets, I think we have to prioritize our spending and we have to prioritize dollars to the programs that work. If you look, you know, today, the governments treat marijuana like it treats opioids, but they're very different drugs. They're very different effects, addiction issues, and so I think we need a reprioritization here. There's concerns raised by some that, you know, if Illinois were to go down the legalization path, that we may suddenly become the wild, wild west. And I think when I say that there's a balance here that's necessary, it's that balance between the law that exists today and the wild west. And I think there's areas that we can look at that already exist in the law today that can be that we can emulate for cannabis use. You look at the laws, you know, public health laws. You look at the laws that regulate people who are driving while using alcohol. You look at the public health laws that regulate tobacco. These are areas where we can look to as we would legalize cannabis. The same goes for our youth. There's a longstanding public policy that says that while people are free to make choices, that people who are not yet mature enough to make choices for themselves get guidance, regulations. And so that exists in alcohol and tobacco. I think the same model, how we treat juveniles with cannabis use, again, we can look to those existing laws as a basis for how we might legalize cannabis.
Governor Rauner referred to legalized marijuana in Western states as a massive social experiment. You cited a number of studies on both sides of the issue. Where are reliable studies that you can hang your hat on to decide? Let's get into the nitty-gritty of policy.
Yeah,
here.
I think the most accurate studies come from the professionals in the field who don't have a a horse in the race. I look to our, you know, locally, we have some great providers who are dealing with substance abuse and mental health issues. I look to the mental health and the substance abuse community at large as providing us tangible evidence of what they're seeing. You know, their data is more clinically drawn. It's drawn from experts in the field who, again, they may have their personal political feelings about one issue or another, but they're drawing evidence from what they see. In our communities, we have people struggling with substance abuse, but by and large, that substance abuse is things like cocaine and crack and heroin, opioid use, which has, again, garnered a lot of local attention. So I think we need to go to those professionals for their input. I think similarly, you know, the one of the very good things that exists in the regulation of alcohol is the bright line standards that have been driven for alcohol use when driving. As a public, we have an expectation that people aren't going to be on a roads driving drunk. I think the public has the same expectation of marijuana use. And so we need to formulate laws that allow for a more bright line standard here. Input again from the people in the field, whether it be law enforcement who's going to be tasked with making on-site determinations, to prosecutors who are going to be tasked with enforcing the law. We need that input to this debate, again, to make sure we come up with a product that's a law that's sound and reasoned and has input from all those, you know, experts.